So, we're going to do Daf Tes and Pesachim. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the top of the Yomid. The Mishnah starts as follows. Ein choshesh in shema girra chulda mi bayis lebayis mi makim le'odom. Makim le'makim. Meaning, after, the way Rashi learns anyway, is after a person does bedika, they don't, and let's say, for example, they have two rooms in their house, and they've done bedika to one room in the house, they don't have to be choshesh that a weasel or some little small animal took something from the unchecked portion of the house after you finish checking the first room and moved it into that room that you just checked. In other words, you never know that you're checking, you've done a complete job, because it's always possible that an animal came and moved chametz back into the room after you completed checking it. Tim Kane, because the Mishnah says, if so, mechotzer lechotzer, me'ir le'ir, ein le'davar sof, because if so, you never know. People don't all check their houses at exactly precisely the same time. So if so, I never know that just because I checked my chotzer, maybe my neighbor didn't check his courtyard or his house, and it's possible that an animal brought something from the chametz sticker part back into the Pesach sticker, or the cleaned part, and therefore ein l'davar sof. So the Mishnah says that you don't have to be choshesh, you don't have to be concerned that possibly an animal carried something from a place that was already checked, or rather from a place that wasn't checked back into a place that was checked. So once it's checked, according to the way Rashi learns, you can assume that it remains checked without a problem. But the Gemara says as follows, taimo d'loy chazina. The reason why we're allowed to rely on that fact that an animal didn't come and make it back into Pesach, chametz stick, because we didn't see an animal do it. The shakel. I never saw an animal take something. Ho chazin in the shakel. However, if I actually saw an animal carry, let's say, a roll out of my kitchen and now I have no idea where it is, chayshinan. I have to be chayshish. Who knows? He may have brought it back into one of the rooms that I already checked. Ubay v'dika, and I would have to check again. So that's the statement that the Gemara says based on our Mishnah. Gemara asks, why do you have to be worried? Even if you saw the animal take something from my, I'll call it the kitchen, I saw the animal take something from the kitchen, nei ma'achalti. So we saw the animal take the roll, and maybe then he went ahead and proceeded and ate it. So therefore, there's nothing to be worried about. Miloy tanan, don't we learn something similar to that? Medurah ta'akum, if you have a house, let's say you rent a house to a goy, tamei. We have to assume that the house is tamei, because what used to happen is the goyim, if they would have a miscarriage, they would, instead of trying to bury the miscarried baby or form in a proper cemetery, they would just bury it under the floor in the house. And it's machlekes Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan whether or not there's tumas oil over here, but there's certainly some sort of tumah in the house. And it says that therefore you have to be choshes that the guy had a baby, and buried the baby inside the house. The kamo. How long does the guy have to live in the house, and you already have to start worrying that possibly he had a baby that's buried in the house? Gemara says, 40 days, because that's the amount of time that it takes to form a baby. And even if he's not married, Rashi says, we're always choshes that there might be a znus, and if there's a znus, it's possible that the woman became pregnant and then went ahead and buried the baby inside the house. However, the important part over here of this Mishnah is, but any place where a weasel, a small animal, or even a pig, which is a bigger animal, that could have gone there, meaning that it's possible that the animal dug up the buried baby and ate it, you don't even have to check. So if so, once we see that, once it's possible that if the animal gets a hold of something, we consider it as if the animal is going to eat it. If so, we could say the same thing over here also. Even if we saw the chulda take the chametz, it's very possible that then the animal went ahead, proceeded, and ate it after it took the chametz. So why do I have to check? So Amar Rav Zeira, so Rav Zeira answers like Kasha, haba basar, haba lechem. It depends what we're talking about. By basar, a small piece of meat, as opposed to bread, so the Gemara makes the difference. By basar, loy mishayra. By meat, once the animal finds the meat, it's going to eat the whole thing. Balechem, by bread, it eats a little bit, mashayra, and it leaves over. And the problem is, we have to now be choshesh that the part that it left over is going to create chametz. Just one point that Tosfos says, even though our Gemara makes it sound generic, that any basar, a chazir, would normally eat, but Tosfos proves from another Gemara that it's not really normal for a chazir to eat so much meat. We're talking about over here, remember the case was that the chashash was that there was a miscarriage and it's some sort of little form of a baby. That kind of meat is very soft and it's not so big. That kind of meat, anachanami, the pig, or whatever other animal it is, would eat the whole thing. In any event, that's the difference between that case and our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about bread. So there's a possibility that some of the bread was left over, and that's why we have to go ahead and check it. So Omar Rava. So Rava says, hi, mate. How could you make that kind of comparison and say that by our Mishnah you have to worry about some leftover bread? Bishloima hasam, over there by the case by the baby, Eimer habe, Eimer loy habe. We don't even know whether or not this guy really had a baby in the first place. So it's a possibility that there was a baby that created a problem. It's a possibility that never happened. The imtim to loymer habe, and even if you want to say that there was potentially a baby there that created tumah, Eimer achalde, then you have a second caveat that gets you out of the problem and says, okay, so now some animal ate it and there's nothing to worry about over here. Aval hocha devade dechazinon deshakel. Over here, remember, what was the case? The case was that I actually saw, that was where the problem started, I actually saw the weasel or the pig take the chametz out of the room and move it to another room, and I don't know where it was. So there's definitely a chametz problem over here. Miyemed achalti, how could you rely on the fact that maybe it ate it? Have a suffix for vadai, because I have a suffix whether or not it ate it, and a vadai that there was chametz, vein suffix, mitzimidei vadai. And once I have, I can't say because of a suffix that now I can undo the for sure. The vadai is that positively there was chametz over here, so I have to be choshesh for that. Even mi suffix, it shouldn't be allowed to rely on the suffix to make it mutter. So therefore, Rava says that's the explanation of our Mishnah, has nothing to do with the case in Oilois with the baby, because the case over there is talking about you don't even know whether or not there was ever a baby to create a problem anyway. Over here, we know for sure there was definitely chametz, and therefore it's a problem. Now, the Gemara gets a little sidetracked on this point itself. So you're saying, "Vein suffik mitzimi devada." You're saying any time when you know for sure there was a problem, the suffik is not going to undo the problem. I'll show you, there's a couple of Mishnayos where we do say that. But Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Chavar Shemes. You have a Chavar, which is a Tamach Chacham, somebody who is normally expected to take Trumas and Meisers, Truma Meiser as soon as he has food in his hands. But the problem is that he died. The Haniach Meguru Malaya Peiris, and he left the whole storage house full with Peiris, and you have no idea whether or not he ever took the Meiser from them. And he died that day, the day that he brought the Peiris into the house. The Gemara says, even if they're only one day old, which means there's a very good possibility that Meiser was never taken, even so, we consider them as if they were already fixed, and we say that, yeah, for sure, it's not a problem. We say you could eat it as if the Talmud Chacham went ahead and took Trumas and Meiser. Now, the Gemara says, these Peiris, the fact that they're in the house, means that they're Tevel, means that they need Meiser to be taken from them before you're allowed to eat them. The suffix mu'usarin, and it's a suffix whether or not Meiser was in fact ever taken. The suffix loy mu'usarin, it's a possibility that he never took the Meiser. The cause is suffix, and here we say it's mutter, the Mishnah Paz, the Bryce of Askins over here, that it's mutter to eat those payers. So here you have a suffix whether or not he took the Meiser, and a vade that it was tevel because it's in the house, and we say that, don't worry, you could rely on the suffix that he probably took it. So we see a suffix is moitzim de vadai, we could rely on a suffix even in the face of a vadai. So Gemara says, Hosom vadeh vadehu. Over there it's a different case. Over there it's a for sure. You're assuming it's a suffix whether or not the Talmud Chacham took Meiser. So it says vadehu. De vadeh maasri, because he definitely took Meiser from these payers immediately. Because Rav Chanina Chuzah, the Amr Rav Chanina Chuzah, Rav Chanina Chuzah taught us, Chazok al chover she'ein moitzi mitachas yodoi dover she'ein v'sukun. That there's a chazoka, Rashi says, based on a roiv. Roiv talmid hachachamim. And all the Mefarshim explain, it's a roiv that's a mevarer that proves to us that since we can rely on this most of the time, that Talmud Chacham would have taken Meiser, there's a chazoka, it's as if it's a vadai, that he definitely did take the Meiser, so now it's a vadai and a vadai. It's a vadai that there was a problem, but there's a vadai that he fixed the problem. So this doesn't compare to our case where it's a suffix, and we can't rely on a suffix. Over here it's a vadai and a vadai. Then the Gemara says exactly the opposite. Viva yisema suffix v'suffixu. Here, the other possibility is you're assuming that it's for sure tevel. Whoever told you it was tevel, it's a suffix. And it's a suffix whether or not it's a tevel. Why? Dilma me'ikara, because maybe originally, Eimer delo tzvili. Ki Rav Oshia, maybe based on Rav Oshia's halacha, it was never tevel in the first place. Why? The Amar Rav Oshia, ma'arim odom al tfu'asoi, a person can trick and make it that his tfu'a is not chayiv in Meiser in the first place. So ma'achnisa b'moit shalom, and he brings it into the house with its chaff on. Because you really mean it to be, you intend for it, the food to be used as animal food. And animal food is not chayav and meiser. So therefore, the way Rashi explains, according to some mafarshim, that the word is that since, well, there are other possibilities also. For example, The only time that you have to take meiser is after you bring the food into the house, and also you miruach means you flatten it out, you make it into a proper pile. So then, and the Hanami, once it has that, once it has those two factors, becomes tevel chayiv and meiser. But whoever said you brought it into the house properly, or in this example, the way Rashi explains, you brought it in with the chaff as animal food, and therefore it wasn't considered brought into the house properly the way the Torah designed that it should be brought into the house, the melo, it's not chayiv in, it doesn't become tevel. So it's a suffix whether or not he brought it into the house in a way that would have been chayiv and tevel. And then it's a suffix whether or not, if it was chayiv tevel, whether or not he took the meiser from it. So it's a suffix and a suffix. We can rely on that. Rashi explains midrabbanon. We can rely on that even for afilas keva, even for afilas achilas arai. We can rely on that the meiser was taken and you can eat it. Okay. That's that case. Another Gemara now brings another case. I'll bring you a completely different case where we see that a suffix takes care of, even if we had a positive issue, the suffix can take us out of the issue. But tiny, we learned it right. There was a story with a shifcha harufa that had a baby in the city of Matzik. The person of Matzik in the city of Rimon. And she had a miscarriage. She had tilo nefel labar, and then she took the baby, the deformed baby, and she threw it into a bar before anybody was able to check what the baby was. Uba koyin on the top of on the base. So a koyin came. The hitzitz boy and the koyin leaned over the side of the bar to check whether or not the baby was a male. Leida im zacharu im lekevahi, to see whether the baby was a female or a male, because it makes a difference how long the tumah is, right? For a female, it's 80 days or 14 days, and then 66 days, and then for a zachar, it's 7 days and then another 33 days for a total of 40. In any event, the Kohen was looking. So now the problem was that if the Kohen leaned over the bar and there was a baby in the bar, the Kohen would become tummy. So they asked this question to the Chacham, and they said, since there are animals, little animals there, and the animal would have eaten it, so we assume that the baby wasn't there anymore, so there's no tumor. Now, it's a vadai that the mother threw the baby in. We know for a fact that she threw something into the bar. The suffix guru, and it's only a suffix, maybe or not, the animal came and ate it. The suffix leg guru, and maybe the animal didn't eat it. And even so, we say that with tar. So once again, you have a case where it's a vadai tumo, and even so, mi suffix, we say it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, ha hi shaita. The suffix leg guru, he shaita, sorry. And there is a suffix whether or not the animal ate the baby at that moment. And once again, we say the suffix, maybe the animal ate, is enough to say, don't worry about the fact that there was a baby there. So once again, we see suffix is moitzmi devade. The Gemara answers, why tema she'atilo nefil labar? Don't say the case was that she threw a formed, miscarried baby into the bit, which would mean that there's vadai tum over here. And la'ema she'apilo kamin nefil labar. She threw something. She didn't know how long she was pregnant for. Possible that she wasn't even pregnant for the requisite amount of time to make it be considered something that could give off tumah. She threw something into the bar. Now, the havei suffix the suffix, and it's a suffix and a suffix whether or not this baby even could have been tumah in the first place. So therefore, it's not a problem. We can rely on that to make the kayin tahar. The Gemara says, "V'halei dem zacharu in the kedahi." What do you mean? We're talking about a case where we want to see if it's a boy or a girl. So obviously, the baby was formed enough. So the Gemara says, "Hachi gamar." Leida im ruach hipila. First of all, we wanted to say maybe it was just a form; it wasn't anything. The im nefel hipila, or it was in fact a old enough formed fetus to be considered a baby. The intim salomer nefel hipila, and even and on the side that possibly it was a baby. Leida im zacharu im nekeva. And then the client said, well, if it's a baby, then I need to know whether it was zacharu im nekeva. But it's possible it wasn't a baby in the first place. So once again, you have a suffix whether or not there was tumah here. And then even if there was tumah, a suffix, the animal took it. So a suffix and a suffix, we say, fine, no problem, the client could be tar. Bivoyisema, another way to explain this so it's not a problem, hosam vada vavadayu. It's again, a vadai that the client is not tar, is not tummy. Why? Kivin the chudur, baradulis mitsuyin sham. Since we're saying that there are these little animals that definitely want to take the baby, vada giruhu vahishaitu. They definitely drag the baby away at that moment, and therefore there's nothing to be worried about at all, because definitely the animals would have taken the tumah away. So the Gemara says, Nehi deshir mishayru migrar miyas. So even if the animal would have left over a little bit, migrar miyas vadai guru vahai shaitu. But certainly at that time, the animal would have brought it away. Meaning that even if the animal didn't eat the baby, the whole thing up right away, so there's a possibility that there's tumah there. But it's not there in the bar anymore. So therefore, the issue here is whether the kayin is tamei or tahar. So even if there was something here, the kayin doesn't have to be worried that the tumah of the baby was still there at that moment. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Amrina ein chayshin in shem agir chulda." So now the Gemara asks a technical question: who says you're saying that maybe the animal didn't pull it away? Well, Katani says, but let's look at the end of that price. It says, "Masha meshayer yanichena betzino." Whatever the animal leaves over that it's not going to eat, it leaves over, it hides it in its own little hole. So you don't have to check. In other words, back to our Mishnah over here, where it says that even if the animal took, we're saying that maybe it left over a little piece of bread, and therefore I have to go check. So he says, what are you worried about? Even if it left something over, it would hide the bread in its hole. So why do I have to be choshish over here? So Amar Abaye, like Kasha, haba arba asa, haba shloisha asa. It depends when you saw the animal steal the little bread. If it's on the 14th, then you have to be choshish. If it's on the 13th, you don't have to be choshish. In other words, if the animal took the food early enough in the day, so then there's nothing left over here. Why? The shloisha asa, the shchiach rifta, because on the 13th there's plenty of bread around. The kula bati in all the other houses, lay matzmiya. So if the animal leaves something over, it says, okay, fine, no problem. I'll have a different meal from a different place. So whatever it doesn't eat, it just leaves there, which is a problem. But on the 14th, the loishchicha rifta b'kula bati, so now, but there's not so much bread left over in the house, because remember, everybody's destroying it, everybody's doing bedika and putting it away. Matzniya, so the animal takes it and hides it someplace now, so therefore you have to, so you don't have to be choshish for it anymore. So, therefore, in other words, the Gemara wants to make a distinction between the 13th of Erev Pesach or the 14th of Erev Pesach. 14th of Erev Pesach, you don't have to worry about it because the animal definitely took it and hid it away. So, Amar Rava, asks the Gemara to get cash on a bayit. The chichulda neviyahi. You think that the chulda, this little animal over here, is a navi? The yoda, the ha'idna abasa, that he knows, ooh, today's the 14th. The loyachi ad lorto, nobody's going to be baking until Pesach. I'm a shayer, so I better leave something over for something else in the Tamra, and I'm gonna leave something over for later. The animal has no idea. The animal sees food, it eats the food. Doesn't see food, it's not gonna eat the food. So what kind of business is this that the animal doesn't know whether or not, you know, realizes that I better keep something over? Doesn't make any sense. El Amar Rava, so Rava says pshat like this: Masha Meshayer Yanichena Betzino. Whatever it does leave over, it will leave over later. Shema Tito Chulda. Okay. So therefore, whatever it's gonna leave, it's gonna hide for someplace else. And therefore, you don't have to worry about it. However, the problem is Shema Tito Chulda Bifanein of Yitzarach Bedika Acharav. And the problem is that we're afraid that if we see the chulda actually take the bread in front of us, and then we have to go checking afterwards, that's where, in other words, where I see that the bread is definitely in existence, so then I have to check. However, if I know that it's possible that the animal took the bread and then it went and hid it someplace, I don't have to worry about it because it could be hidden in some hole that I don't have to worry about, and that's the distinction. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasa de Rovo, and the Gemara says, there's a braisa that says similar to what Rovo says. If somebody, after he does his bedika, let's say the night before Pesach, let's say you want to leave some cereal over for the next morning, so he wants to be able to leave some chametz over after he did his bedika. Okay, said, yeah, so what should you do? Masha Meshayer, whatever you leave over, Yanichena Betzino, you should leave in a hidden place, so that an animal shouldn't come and take it in front of us and then makes a problem. The Yetzirah Bedika Acharav, because you're going to have to check. In other words, it's only because we see that the animal took the chametz literally in front of us that we have to be choshish that maybe it left something over. But if it didn't take it in front of us, then we could say whatever it took, it hid, and it's not our problem anymore. So that's pshat in our Mishnah. Rav Mari gives a completely different teretz for our Mishnah. Emor Omar, Gezeir Shema Yanich Eser V'Yimtza Tesha. It's a whole different problem. Like we say, we put out 10 pieces of bread. If in the next morning, after you put 10 pieces of bread in your bag, you only find 9, now you have to worry that there's for sure a piece of chametz out there someplace, because you know there were 10 pieces of chametz. So now you have to go looking for it. You have to go looking for that tenth bag of chametz. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. That, in other words, he's saying it's not a matter of... Rav Mari is giving a much more chumrah. He's saying that I don't have to actually see the animal taking the chametz to create a problem. I have to see a problem with the chametz, meaning I see that I used to have 10 and now I have 9. That means that 10th roll disappeared someplace. Now I have a problem. So So therefore, that's when I have to do my bedika. But I don't have to literally see the animal take it. According to Rava and Abai and all the other pshatim we were saying till now, I had to see the animal take something, and that's what created the problem. Here we're saying it's not that I saw the animal, even if I didn't see the animal. I see there's a problem with the chametz, that something is missing, then already that's enough to make me chayav to do bedika. Okay, so that's shot in our Mishnah. So basically the bottom line is, if I see there's a problem, I have to check. If I don't see there's a problem, I don't have to check. Now, the Gemara goes off to another topic, which is really interesting. Teisha tiburim shalma. So let's say I had a pile. We just said the last case was that I had 10 pieces of bread, and then I'm missing one, so I have a problem. But what if I had originally like this? I had 9 piles of matzah, which is good. The echad shel chametz, but I had 1 pile of chametz on the side that was off on the side. It was a problem. So also achber v'shokel. And now I see an animal scampering around with, let's say, a pizza in its mouth. I don't know whether it's chametz or not. The lo yadina im matzah shokel li chametz shokel, and I don't know which pile it took from. So I don't know whether or not it's a problem. So Gemara says no problem. Hayne teisha chanuyos. That's going to be the exact case of Teisha Chanuyos, which Rashi explains based on the Gemara we're going to see in a minute, that it's called, there's a concept called Kol Kavua Kamechta Mechtsazami, where you have a set amount, you know for sure there is a problem here, even if there are many other pieces similar to it which are not a problem, but since it's basically a 50-50 chance. It could be, and you went to the place where the problem started, it could have been the Masa, it could have been the Chometz, even though the statistically, the mostly matzah in this case. However, it's just as easily possible that the chulda took the chametz. It's going to be a problem. It's 50-50. It's a suffix, and you have to go check. However, pirish va'osa achbar v'shakel hainu sefer. However, let's say the case was, instead of I had 9 piles and the animal went ahead and took something out of one of the piles, but rather let's say I had again 9 piles of good and 1 pile of bad, and something fell off one of the piles and it rolled off to the side, and now it's lying there in the middle, and I have no idea which pile it came from. So now I have the right to assume that it came from the road. And now an animal came and grabbed this piece before I had a chance to put it back where it came from. So now it's called pirish. It separated from where its original source. So now I have 9 pieces that are kosher and 1 piece that is treif. So I could say that it's kosher. Hainu sefer, that's the end of the Mishnah. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah the first case and the second case. Teisha chanuyas, I had 9 stores. Kulan mechurim basar shchutim. 9 of them sell kosher meat, no problem. Vachas mecheres, basar nevela, and 1 sells trace meat. The lokach meachas mehen, and I went into a store, I'm new in town, I went into one of the stores, many a day, many mehen lokach, and I wasn't paying any attention, and I don't know which store I bought from. So the answer is, fekai osir. That's safek osir, because I went into the store. I could just as easily have walked into the trace store, even though statistically I probably didn't, but just as easily walked into the tripe store, it's going to be awesome. However, let's say I'm walking down the street and I see a hot dog on the street, and I don't know which store the hot dog came from, so then there I could rely on the roads, because I didn't go into the store, I didn't go to where the problem started. I found it in the middle of the street, and it could have come from 9 out of 10 places. I'm going to say I rely on the road, that it's going to be kosher. Now, Gemara gives it, so the same thing with the matzah also. If I started where I took it off the pile, it could have just as easily been the pile of matzah or a pile of chametz. So that's a 50-50. We have to be choshesh for the suffix. But once it's off in the middle and I don't know which pile it came from, so then there's a roid, I could say that it's kosher. Similar case, or a slightly different case. Shnei tiburin, you have 2 piles. Achash al matzah, one is made out of matzah, achash al chametz, and one has chametz. Okay, 50-50 chance. One is good, one is no good. Ulufnehem shnei bokim, but in front of them there are 2 houses. One guy checked, Ruvain checked, Shimon didn't check. Achas bodek, achas sheine bodek. One's checked, one's not checked. Also shnei achbar. Now 2 animals came. Echad shochel matzah. One of them took something out of the matzah pile. Echad shochel chometz, and one took out of the chometz pile. V'lo yadina hay lahay ayel, v'hay lahay ayel. And we don't know which house the achbar ran in. In other words, one is holding matzah, one's holding chametz, and we don't know which house it ran in. So we say, Heinu Shtei Kupoy, that's the same example as we already have a Mishnah that tells us when you have 2 piles, you can rely on the fact that the bad went into the bad and the good went into the good. Where do we see this? It's Tanan. We have a Mishnah that says, Shtei Kupoy, you have 2 piles, Acha Shal Chulon V'Acha Shal Truma. One of them contains Chulin, which is fine. In other words, Meister was already taken, and no problem. V'Acha Shal Truma, and one of them has Truma in it, which means only a Kohen can eat. And now you have 2 piles of wheat, separate piles, right? One's made up of Kulin Bachashal Shuma, one's a pile of Shuma. Now Benafu Latoich Elu, Elu Latoich Elu. And now somebody took these son and put one pile into one bag and one pile into the other bag. We say Mutarin, they're all Mutar. Why? A special Kula. Sha'ani Yoimer, because I could say Chulin Latoich Chulin Naflu. The Chulin pile fell into the Chulin basket. The Truma Latoich Truma Naflu. And the Truma pile fell into the Truma basket. Perfect, everything is okay. So we see, you could say the same thing over here also, that the matzah went into the house that was already checked, and the chametz goes into the house that wasn't checked, and it's not a problem. The Gemara says, however, when do I say this concept? That I could simply rely on the fact that everything worked out perfectly is betrumah derabbanan. That's because that case was talking about that the truma was only an issur derabbanan in the first place, so we say the rabbanan were mekel. But chametz daraisa miyamrina, however, here we're talking about chametz. Daraisa. How could the guy who checked his house rely on that fact that probably the chametz went into the other guy's house? Maybe he went into his house. It's a safek daraisa. So the Gemara says, one second. Otu bedikas chametz daraisa. You're saying that checking for chametz is a din daraisa derabbanan hi. It's really all of this is all a din derabbanan. It's a mid daraisa bebitul ba'alma sagilei. Because mid daraisa, once I did my bitul, once I said all the chametz in my house is completely bitul anyway. So really, anything that's in my house is only the reason I'm checking at this point anyway. At least according to a lot of Rishonim. At this point anyway, it's all according to Rashi and Iran, it's only a bedika as an extra precaution. So it's an extra precaution, so we say, you know what, I could rely on the fact that as misafik, I'm going to say that the chametz went into the chametz house, and the matzah went into the matzah house, and the checked house, and it's not going to be a problem. But anachanami, if it was a safik daraisa, it's a 50-50 chance, on that you can't rely that we can automatically assume that everything worked out perfectly and I don't have a safik over here. It's only because this whole concept is a concept, the rabbana. We'll stop here.